Jojo Show.
Hello and welcome to another session of the weird and wacky things that happen in the world and the news, current affairs, etc.
Hi guys.
So, kicking off today, we've got some news, as we always sort of pick out little snippets of things that are, like I say, weird and wacky. Mm-hmm. A shark has been seen in St. Ives in Cornwall. A real shark. I've seen the pictures, it was right in the bay, like seriously close to where people are sort of getting in and out and all the rest of it. I mean, what do you think if you saw a shark?
I would be like running for the hills like a spider chasing me.
Well, apparently some sort of young girls were swimming and they saw exactly that. They saw the fin.
Oh my God.
Just panicked and got out.
Jaws!
Yeah, exactly. That's what you think.
How big was it?
It was 10 foot long, which, I mean, all right, it don't sound huge in terms of great whites or whatever, but it was a basking shark, 10 foot long. It's pretty big still. It's a big fish.
Two double beds.
Yeah, it's a big fish.
Yeah.
And apparently basking sharks are completely harmless to humans.
Hmm.
But needless to say, if I was in the water and somebody said, oh, there's a shark there, but don't worry, it's only a basking shark, it won't hurt you, I think I'd be out quicker than Usain Bolt on the 100 metres coming out of blocks. I'd be out of there.
Yeah. No, I have seen pictures of basking sharks with their mouth open while they're collecting the plankton, and it's pretty imposing. I don't think I want to be near that mouth, I've got to say.
No, because people say, oh, they're harmless, they don't eat humans or whatever. What if it mistakes your toe for a bit of plankton, you know?
Exactly, yeah.
It's not a chance I want to sort of take, really.
Going in there, yeah.
No, exactly. So moving on, and you would move on very quickly from that.
I'm swimming fast.
Yeah, as fast as we can. You'd probably qualify for the Olympics.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
With your front crawl.
Gold all round.
Yeah, definitely. Apparently Banksy's put up three paintings in the last week, the latest one being of three monkeys, apparently, according to sources, although we don't seem to ever know with Banksy. It's supposed to represent the three wise monkeys, but it hasn't got sort of see no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil. It's just three monkeys swinging on a line, which I guess is supposed to look like the line that you get on undergrounds or on trains.
Mm.
And the three monkeys are swinging along. It's actually outside of a tube station on the wall.
Brick Lane, did you say?
In Brick Lane, in London, yeah.
Yeah.
In London.
Yeah, no, I love a Banksy. We don't know who he is, though.
I mean, right. I've got to say, I have no idea. In this day and age, you've got sort of all these hackers everywhere that can find anything in seconds. Mm. You've got private investigators. You've got police forces that might sort of be interested to find out who he is. I don't know. How he's not sort of given away his identity after all these years, I have no idea.
Well, maybe that's the secret. Maybe he does criminal damage on public property and then gets arrested and is banged up for like 6 months. And then when they release him, he does another one.
Maybe that's why
no one can find him.
Maybe it is. Be interesting if anybody knows more about it than we do,
mm-hmm.
to find out, does he land himself into sort of political hot water? Does he land himself into sort of criminal hot water? Because is it graffiti? Does he get permission to spray paint onto those walls and buildings and things like that? I mean, I've seen some that are on brick built buildings, and surely it's not legal. I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm all for the art. I think it's great.
Yeah,
I think it's fantastic. But how do you think he stands with that?
I don't know. I mean, the other one that you were talking about, you said there's three. There's a goat and then the two elephants that are sort of linking trunks as friendship on the side of someone's house. Now, that's someone's house. So does that increase the value of the property that you've got Banksy on the side? Or did he ask permission to do it? I don't know. It's
hard to say. But the only thing I know, I wouldn't really want to sort of open my window up on a Saturday morning and find 15 Japanese tourists papping it, you know.
Exactly.
Papping me as I open the window, sort of half dressed. So I don't think I'd be best happy if it was my house, really.
No, I don't know. It's a bit of a strange one. All of a sudden you become a hot tourist spot.
But maybe you could sort of close off the surrounding area and just charge people a tenner to get in and take a picture.
I think that's what Del Boy would do, wouldn't he?
He would do, yeah.
He'd do a coach trip around.
In fact, if it was Del Boy, he'd paint a fake Banksy onto his wall and say it was actually Banksy.
He probably would. But Banksy, if you're listening, you know, message in, give us a call. You can send us a little text. You know, we're on all forums now. We're on Facebook. We're on Instagram. We're on Threads.
I get the idea. Unfortunately, I can't see Banksy texting in with his phone number anytime soon.
No, but even a little anonymous message to say, it was me.
It's me.
It's me.
It's you.
But yeah, and let us know if you've seen a Banksy. They're quite rare, you know, as much as there's quite a few out there. You don't really get to see them all the time.
No, exactly. I think the art is pretty good. Yeah. Well, I say pretty good. I think it's really good a lot of the time. I used to have one of his pictures in my old office. And I used to sit there looking at it thinking, there's talent there.
Yeah.
I think it's not just the ability to paint, it's the messages that he sort of puts out. And there's some really good messages there.
Absolutely.
Political, but good at the same time. So, I'm all for it in general. Yeah. Now, apparently, in Glasgow, six men have gone on trial. And they're accused of hiding cocaine in bananas and sending them to an address.
So, did you get a delivery this morning?
Yeah, if anybody's had a delivery of a mysterious-looking bunch of bananas, please do let us know.
Right.
But best stick your gloves on before you handle them. And it just leads me to sort of ask you, Jojo, if you're sort of sat at home and you get a delivery of a box with a load of bananas in, you'd be like, wow, I've somebody sent me a hamper from work or something, wouldn't you?
Exactly. Thanks for the fruit hamper. I'm going to enjoy that.
You know, you pop open a banana, start munching on it, and what would happen?
Here you go, kids. There's a banana for your packed lunch. Off you go to school.
You know, it could be pretty dangerous in the wrong hands, couldn't it?
Well, exactly, yeah. What do you reckon on old Nadal and someone down at Wimbledon having a banana?
Then? Yeah, but they could quite easily get sent to the wrong address, get sent to Wimbledon, to the kitchens there, and Djokovic comes on, it's like, I want some bananas for my match. Takes two bananas.
Yeah.
In between games, munches on one of those. He's either going to have the best game of his life or the worst game of his life.
He'll be serving from the tears.
He'll be serving from the commentary box.
Exactly. He'll be jumping over the net and taking the opponent's shot. And running back again over the net to take his own. His aces are going to increase, aren't they? 120,
they will, they'll definitely increase. Yeah. It'd be like those bananas at Wimbledon are pretty special.
Only in England.
So we've got today's questionable question. It's just always a bit of a random question. And today's one is, what's the most useless talent that you possess?
Oh dear, I think I speak about five different languages. That's
right.
But I don't actually speak the language, so I have like four languages that I can say little tiny things like Mandarin. I can count 1 to 10.
Go on,
apologies
then
to the Mandarin people out there. You have to say something.
That sounded like one word. That was so fast. Wow.
I know. And then I can speak Czech. Strasse move Javier. Again, I don't know if I pronounced that correctly, but it means I've lost my marbles.
Czech. Check this out. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Italian, domani ed adresse, which is what is your email? I don't know any other like words.
Is this a personal thing? You sort of, I want to learn what's your email, go around and see some good looking Italian guys. What's your email, please?
And then a little bit of Russian, I think it is, le bleu, le tibu. I think, I love you, I think that's what
right,
it is.
Right, okay. I mean, great that you've got that knowledge and those words. You might have to work on the accent a little bit, Jo.
Yeah. And I apologise to all of our listeners from those regions. I'm sure it was completely wrong. Please correct me. Please send me a little soundbite with the actual correct pronunciation of all of those.
Right. Well,
what's your useless talent? It's a start.
I've got many useless talents, just no useful ones. I think one of the strangest ones I've got is the ability to swallow my tongue.
Oh, God.
And do you want to see it?
Go on then. You won't be able to see this, guys, but oh, my God. Ah, he's actually, oh, my God, he's actually swallowed his tongue. It's like gone right down your throat.
It was my school trick. People do not try this at home. Because
do you choke?
It's not good, but it was my school little party trick, I guess.
Wow.
And yeah, never That's lost like the ability.
Proper rolled back. That was like gone.
Yeah, I mean, how I first discovered I could do that, I have no idea. I was a young lad of some sort of age where I don't know. You think, well, what can I do? Can I? You know, people gurn and they pull their ears and things like that. Well, can I swallow my tongue as well?
Right. Okay.
But like I say, I think we'll stop on that one now because we don't want people sort of phoning in saying they've choked on their tongue or something. You know,
Do not try this at home.
Yeah, message. Especially whilst drinking a cup of coffee or something.
Exactly,
you know,
yeah.
It won't be a good result. So, next we have one word in a grave. That's words that we don't really use in the English language anymore. Uh-huh. Or they seem to have died a death, certainly in the UK. They might be in other countries, but they've died a bit of a death. Some of them are good, some of them not so good. So we discuss whether we think they should stay where they are in the grave, the word grave, or come back out and be used again. And the word, well, for today's cast is zany.
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 Z-A-N-E-Y.
Yeah, it's...
Zany.
It's an old word we used to use when I was at school. It was used all the time.
Yeah, you know? It hasn't been around for a while. I haven't heard it in a long time.
I've not heard anybody say it for a long time. Meaning sort of weird, wacky.
It is.
It's strange.
Kind of weird and wonderful word, isn't it? Zany.
So. Yeah, it's a bit like, I'm going to come out with a really big word now, excuse me. Onomatopoeia, you know, a word that sounds like the thing it is, like bang. It's B-A-N-G, but it's bang. It's the sound that would make that would be made if something bangs into something.
Yeah.
And zany is a bit like that because it's not onomatopoeic, but it's a zany word.
Yeah.
But it explains a zany thing or a weird thing. So it's a weird word and it explains weird.
Kind of envisage like psychedelic colours on a canvas or like in the air. That would be zany and, you know... It's just a word you don't
hear. I've got a good description of that.
Go on.
The guy that does, Llewellyn Bowen, is it? What's
Lawrence Llewellyn.
Lawrence Llewellyn Bowen.
Yes.
Now, his clothing, I would say, is zany.
That is true, yeah.
That would describe it quite well,
wouldn't
it?
He is very suave, was a word we used the other day.
Or sophisticated. Michael Portillo. I think his clothes would definitely be... Describe the same.
Yes. Or David Dickinson's another one.
He is another one.
Yeah.
Especially the sort of orange face. That's a little bit zany, isn't it?
I mean, anyone that can wear a bright paisley orange shirt with a purple suit and a white handkerchief, that is zany.
It is. It is. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure that outdoes his makeup on his face, though. I'm not sure.
Or some people's hairstyles. That's a whole new show.
Yeah. We'll discuss that one
so
tomorrow.
So are we keeping it in the grave or are we going to revive it? What's the plan with this one?
See, I'm not a lover of the word, to be honest.
I think we're going to have to leave this down to the listeners. I think we're going to have to let
Maybe
them
we'll have to see between us and any listeners if we can come up with a word to replace zany, a new word.
A new word.
Word to replace zany.
To replace
zany. Or maybe there's one that's just come out that we don't know about that's sort of pretty cool.
Yeah.
Let us know.
Yeah. There might be a group of people out there that use it all the time.
What, zany?
Yeah.
They would be zany, wouldn't they?
They would be zany. Word. Yeah, surely. Yeah. Let us know.
Okay. Next one I've got here, particular sort of hate of mine really, is parking in the UK.
Wow.
I was sort of doing some research and looking yesterday, and apparently London is the second most expensive place to park in the world, only trumped by Trump Land itself, New York.
Wow.
So, and I always think it's a bit frustrating because we pay a lot of money for cars, pay a lot of money to keep them on the road, yeah. MOTs and all the rest of it, yeah. Servicing, and then we pay a roads tax so we can drive on the roads. And then we pay now another tax, a parking tax, to stop our cars and park. You know, and it just seems...
A standstill tax.
Yeah, it is. It's the exact opposite of a road tax, isn't it? It's like, here's road tax to go and drive on the road.
Yeah.
Here's another tax to stop parking.
I can understand road tax, you know, going from one town to another. You know, you're passing through that town, a bit old school, like, you know, you pay a tax to that town. However, when you're parked in a parking space and you have to pay another tax, just so you know where it is.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, my mum lives in an area where there's a lovely country park. Well, it's not there. It's a few miles down the road. It's far enough down the road that we can't actually walk from the house to the country park. Right. You have to take a car. Mm-hmm. It's not on a main bus route, so it's not even like you can jump on the bus. Mm-hmm. So you take a car. This place is... slap bang in the middle of nowhere. Mm-hmm. And we've always parked there for years and years and years, but recently they've put double yellers on every single tiny road that leads to that park, and there's probably, I don't know, five or six different roads, different routes in towards the country park. Mm-hmm. Every single one of those roads has got double yellers on it now. Mm-hmm. And you literally have no option but to go in the council-run car park and pay for the parking. So if you want to go for a walk in the countryside, my kind of message is, you know, you're going to be putting your hand in your pocket again. Yeah. And it's, is it, well, I'd say it is, but the question is it another form of tax?
Absolutely, you know? Of course it is. Yeah. And, you know, you've got all of these car parking companies now that are making absolute fortune. You know, the richest people in the UK, I would have said.
But a lot of them are councils as well.
A lot of them are councils.
And that's where they're getting the taxation from.
The one
from.
Place I think we should have free parking, hospitals.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You don't know how long you're going to be in there.
Well, I lose track over the years when my children were really young. The amount of times I've had to go to various hospitals. Mm-hmm. And it's a bit of an emergency.
Yeah.
I guess you've got your card on you, but you haven't normally got cash these days necessarily. Mm-hmm. But you don't know how long you're going to be in there, and it is, yeah. I can imagine somebody that's not got a lot of money, maybe they're struggling financially.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If somebody goes in hospital and they're there with them all day,
yeah,
and they're hit with a bill of 15 quid or whatever it is. Yeah, I totally agree, Joe. I think it's a bad thing. I don't think it's a good thing at all because it's a monopoly. You have no choice, do you? If somebody's poorly, you need to get them to the hospital, you need to park your car, you are forced to pay that tax.
Yeah, yeah. And it's not like the hospital benefits from that stream of revenue either. It's taken by the car parking companies.
Yeah, exactly. If it went directly to the NHS, you could kind of understand it. The NHS is fantastic.
Yeah.
I think it's the best health service we have here in the world. I think it's amazing. So yeah, it's a bugbear of mine, but it's not something I see going away anytime soon.
It's only going to go increase, yeah.
And now we have location frustration, where we give you a few tips, pointers on a certain place, and see if you can guess where it is.
Okay.
So the first clue we have is. Peaky Blinders was filmed here.
I love Peaky
Blinders. Was filmed here. Yeah, gotta love it.
Mm-hmm.
Clue number two.
Outside of Southeast Asia, there's a mile full of restaurants that serve curry.
It's a mile long.
Wow.
Just serving curry.
That's fantastic. I want to go there. Where is it?
Well, I don't think I can say right. I can't divulge that information right now.
They need to tell us.
Yeah, let us know where it is.
Anymore?
Yeah, this is kind of a cryptic one.
Okay.
And I'm not going to give too much info. I'm just going to say this city was originally named after boobs.
What? Boobs?
By the Romans.
Wow. Okay.
I'm not saying that they used the word boobs.
Right.
Because they didn't.
Right.
It was named after boobs.
Okay.
So that's your three clues. Where are we?
That's a really, really, really good location frustration. Let us know where you think it is.
Mm. Right. Final point. Yeah. Final game, if you like. Word association.
Oh, okay.
No pauses, no repeats.
Okay. I think I'm no laughing in between. Now, aren't I?
Just to buy yourself time.
Okay. Yep. Don't look at me then, because you make me giggle.
Okay, I'll try not to look. If it sort of takes away your focus, that's fine. I'll just... okay. Yeah, okay. So you're going to fire away?
I'll fire away. Let's go with phone.
Cool. That was really short. That was the shortest round ever. Remember, more than 3 seconds. That's it. You've had it.
Oh, dear. Oh, my God. This is terrible. Okay. Can I go again, please? Because I really messed that one up.
Okay. Let's go.
Okay. Chair.
Leg.
Table.
Charts.
Pad.
Draw.
Pen.
Pencil. I said the pencil.
Colouring.
Book.
God, I can't do it. I just can't. Just, my Lord.
You're not on the word association ball today, are you?
I'm not, no. I need more coffee, I think. That's what it is.
I'm going to fire away with this one. Beans.
I can't say what I was going to say.
I just...
You wanted me to say the word, didn't you? You wanted me to say FRT.
I may have thought that before I said it, yes, and I totally did. I thought, in this game, you've got to use what you've got. You've got to, you know, chuck in a bit of a spanner in the works there.
Okay.
And that's exactly what I did. I knew it'd put you off.
Yeah.
Because I knew what would come straight into your mind, and it did. It worked. So therefore, there's a three... Is that the first three lover? I think it is.
I think you beat me three, love. Yeah.
Fair and square on that one.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's it for today. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys.
See you soon.
All right. Bye.
Adios. The Jags and JoJo Show.